This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. Okay, and I know I've been off the air the last 2 weeks, but I've been traveling, and whenever they do that, it's very hard for Don to find me. It's kind of hard to do a show when you're in the air or if you've just arrived at a hotel or something. So when I am on the road, we just don't do a show. But let me give out the toll-free number before we start tonight. Okay, the number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. That's the one in case anybody does want to call in. All right, well, I don't have any guests tonight, so I guess it's just me and you guys. I'm just going to talk. I do want to talk about what's been going on the last 2 weeks. When I do these things, I like to bring everybody up to date on them. 2 weeks ago was when I had our conference here that I've been promoting. I've been having guests come on, our authors. We were trying to promote the authors that we publish with Ozark Mountain Publishing, which is my company. And so we are doing this yearly transformation conference so that a lot of these authors can get their first time to ever appear before the public. And it's really good for them to find out what it's all about and get their feet wet. So that's the main thing, reason we do the show, the conference, and then also to present metaphysical ideas to people. Here we are, where we are in Arkansas, there just isn't very much of this going on. The only thing we really have is the yearly UFO conference in Eureka Springs, and that's the one I've been helping with for 20 years now, and that's in April. But that has gotten to be such a standard that people come from everywhere for that. But down here around Fayetteville, which is just a little south of Eureka, there just isn't anything. The people here, they have a few psychic fairs, but they're not used to metaphysical conferences. So I think we're going to have to introduce this idea to the people so they can get used to it. Because that's what they told us last year. They didn't have any idea what a metaphysical conference was. And, you know, last year was our first one, and we had our keynote speaker was the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. And he was a wonderful hit on that show. So I do want to talk a little bit about the conference and the people who spoke at it. This year, our keynote speaker was PMH Atwater. And a lot of these people I've had on my shows during the last year, so many of you already know these people. But PMH Atwater is a fantastic woman. She is the world's foremost expert on near-death experiences. And we had her give two talks during the conference. It was a two-day conference. And PMH has died three times, just rather like Danion Brinkley, who's also a friend of mine. I haven't had him on the show yet. But Danion Brinkley died three times. And, you know, they made the movie about him, and his books were very popular about what it was like to go to the other side and come back. Well, PMH also died three times, and the last time was so bad that when she came back, she had to learn how to speak and how to walk and how to do everything all over again. It was as though her brain was short-circuited with what happened. And, you know, I've heard this happen to a lot of people who have had very drastic experiences like this, that they have to find their way back. To me, that shows if they can do it, anybody can. It takes a great deal of will to do these things. But she had to teach herself how to walk and how to do everything all over again. And you'd never know it now to look at her, that she's such a fantastic woman. And she travels all over the world lecturing about the near-death experiences. But, you know, as we know in metaphysics, it all had a purpose because it started her on this career. And she began researching near-death experiences all over the world. And she's accumulated thousands and thousands of cases. And she especially talked about the ones with the children. when the children had had near-death experiences and how they reported it, the same thing in a simpler form of language, but all the people that she interviewed over all these years were all giving the same stories. And that was the important part, that there wasn't any contradiction. And so she has written several books that are like textbooks now on the near-death phenomena. And she speaks before psychiatrists and all kinds of medical professionals on what her findings have been. But she is a meticulous person about research and figures. And I'm not into the figure part so much. I love research. But she is into the tiniest detail type of research, to where she wants to get down to where it would be like scientific data. So this is why she's accumulated all of this information and put it all together and noticed the similarities. And if there were any discrepancies, she also wrote about those. But as a rule, the majority of her findings were all consistent, even among the children. So it comes back to my work, too, the idea that we don't die. We do live forever. And this is just our body. We don't have a body. You are not a body. This body is just what you're wearing at this time, or this adventure at this time, to play this role in this play that we're in. Because that's all it is, really. It's just a game when you start thinking about it like that. This is just the suit of clothes and the costume that you're wearing at this time. Because every one of these people found out what it was like to go to the other side and then come back again. And when they came back, it is always as though they have something they have to do. There's some kind of information they have to bring back to the world. Their lives are changed in some way. They become more psychic. All of their senses are heightened to where their whole lives are never the same anyway. But this is what she gave the talks on, was about her her research in this field. She said it was strange when she got up there to talk to be speaking to an audience of ordinary people, I guess you would say, Arkansas people, who have not been exposed to very much of this at all. She's used to speaking to professionals, but I told her, well, these people will probably accept it, and they did, that they understood what she was talking about. So that was one of the talks she gave on the first night. On the next day, she spoke about the new children. Now, you know, everybody keeps calling these children the indigo children, the crystal children, rainbow children. And the ones of us in this field who are doing the investigation, myself, and I did have Mary Rodwell on the show from Australia, who has written some books on this, and she's doing a lot of research in the new children. And PMH has written books on this also. But all of us agree the indigo children title is a misnomer. It's not really what they are to put a label on them like that, to make them set aside as different, indigo, crystal, rainbow, because what we have found, they are just the new children. Mary Rodwell calls them the new kids on the block. But it's almost as though a whole generation is these children. So they're not one or two sprinkled around anymore. We're getting reports of many, many of them that are just the ordinary kids. They're no longer unusual. And the parents and the teachers need to understand this. It's as though we have a whole new generation here that's going to have to be taught in a different way. And this is what she was bringing out, that the DNA is different. And she goes into the scientific researches on all of this, how they have examined these children to find out their physically, the DNA and parts like that are different than the generations before them. And, you know, in my work, if you've read the Convoluted Universe series, this is what is happening, that the DNA of our bodies are being changed so that we can adapt as we shift into the new world. I haven't spoken much on that yet, but that is in my Convoluted Universe series. And I will be talking on that on the nights that I don't have any guests. There's a whole lot of information in my books I haven't even touched on yet. But that the DNA is changing. And the older people are the ones that are having the harder time because their bodies, it's harder for their bodies to adapt to the changes that are happening to the physical body. The younger children coming in have everything in place, and the rest of us are just going to have to catch up. But they are the ones, I call them the gift of the world. They are the ones who are sent here to change the way the world is right now. And she talked about the research she has done and how they have, the scientists have even found differences in the way the brain operates. There was something she was talking about, too. It's very complicated. I could never explain everything she was talking about. But about how the ability of the brain to do abstract thinking, and that has never usually occurred in very young children. They have to adapt to it as they grow. Now, she said, these very young children are already doing abstract thinking. And she was saying that one of the worst things the kids can do is be exposed to the video games and the computer games where they spend hours and hours doing that, because that is taking away the function of the brain to be able to work on its own. I'm trying to think how she said it. It is taking away the ability to have abstract thinking. And this is very important. They become so immersed, I guess you would say, in the game and the repetitiveness of it and the way watching all the figures on the screen affects the brain waves, that it is affecting the way the brain is developing and the way the brain is thinking. I think I'm going to have her back on the show again so that she can explain some of these points to the people out there. But she said the best thing to do would be to limit the amount of time that the children, especially the young children, spend with games like this. And, you know, there are some older kids, they just stay glued to the computer. And that's not a good idea because they are shutting out all the things they need to be involved with at this point in their life anyway. And probably some of you are not going to agree, but I was just quoting her research. But it was very interesting. One of the things she did bring up was that everyone in the world had certain types of blood. I'm sure she was going into genetics and DNA, and which did definitely show that we all originated in Africa. And that has been proven because when they went back and found the oldest skeletal remains, they were in Africa. And it goes along with the work that I have done also. But she said there was one blood type, it was X something, that no one knows where it came from. It is not related to anything on Earth. And there's only a few small groups of people in the world now that still have this type of blood. I thought that was very interesting. One of the groups she talked about that had this unusual blood type were the Basque in France. And, you know, the Basque people, no one knows where their language came from. It is different than any other language in the world. So this is a mystery, if to also find that their blood type is different. And she was thinking it could be because they were the remnants of Atlantis, the people in Atlantis when they went down. Because I believe there's another group of people in South America and Egypt, or just very small scattered groups in the world. So they're still doing investigations on that. But, of course, with my work, it also would fit in with the idea of the seeding of the planet Earth by the ETs and the introduction of different blood types at that time, which, again, is another subject for another show that I haven't done yet. There's a lot of material that I haven't covered yet. But she had a great deal of very fascinating information. Now, I do want to say we had all of these speakers for those 2 days, and if anyone wants copies of this, we had excellent videotaping. We had professional people doing the video, and we are selling the DVDs of the 2-day conference, if anybody is interested. We still have some of last year's conference also, which featured Gandhi. But we are selling the 2-day videotapes, and if you go on my website, you'll find out more of the details about this, if anybody wants to see the conference in their own home. And we're thinking of breaking them down to one person after PMH's presentation said, is it possible that we could just have individual speakers and broken down off of the tape, the DVD, and then we could just buy that instead of buying the entire conference. So we're talking to the video people now to see if it's possible to break the larger DVD apart and just sell individual presentations. So hard to think of DVD. I'm used to thinking of tape. But everything is coming into the modern age. But if you go on my website of my company, we are having all of the information about the tapes, the discs, if you want to order them. My website is www.OzarkMountain, but it's abbreviated, OzarkMt.com. OzarkMt.com. You'll find out more about if you want to order the DVDs of the conference. Another woman who was really a big hit up for the conference, the speaker, was Carol Pate. And she's an old friend of mine. We go back many, many years. And I have had her on the show twice. And all these people, I'm probably going to have them come back because they are such a wealth of information. They have not even touched all of the things they are involved with. But Carol Pate is a psychic, but she is the real psychic detective. Like the woman on Medium, this is what she does for a living. And she has been working with the police since she was 12 years old. And she talked about how she just always knew these things. They were normal to her. She just thought that was just a normal part of life to be able to be psychic and to know these things about people. And the police began consulting her when she was 12 years old because of the story. She told the story of a missing classmate, and she told the police where he was because she just knew these things. They were very natural. One thing about Carol is that no one has ever tried to stop her abilities. You know how it is if you have a child that is doing unusual things, and believe me, there's more and more of them out there. They are coming out. They're normal kids, what you think of normal kids. Maybe they're part of the new kids on the block, but they have these natural psychic abilities. And they will say things that you wish they wouldn't. And they talk about things. They talk about reincarnation. Remember mommy when I was the mommy and you were the child. But most parents try to shut them up and try to squelch it and stifle it. It's like you can't talk about things like that. Or somebody comes in and talks about, you know, some kind of a psychic remark because they pick up about one of the relatives in the room, and it's just natural for them. Well, usually the parents will say, you can't do that. You can't talk about things like that. You embarrass us, and people will think you're crazy. So they end up squelching the ability. I think now, especially these times we're going into, these abilities need to be encouraged. And you're going to find out that your child is not the only one that's different as you would think. It's becoming more and more common. And PMH even talked about how they're able to communicate mentally, even in classrooms, with each other. And they had to try to stop that in the classrooms because there was a lot of the mental communication going on. So there's more and more of this happening. But Carol began when she was a child, and she was not discouraged, and so she developed her abilities over all these years. And now she is working on, she said, 500 murder cases this last year alone. She does at least two a day. And when she arrived here in Fayetteville for the conference, when I saw her in that afternoon when she got to the hotel, she said she'd already been called in by the Fayetteville Police Department to help with a murder case right there. So she, I said, I thought you were supposed to be on a vacation, you know, get away from all of this for a few days. But she couldn't even, when she got there, she was asked to be a consultant. So this is what she does with her life. And she has appeared regularly on the psychic, as a psychic detective show on Court TV channel. She said now she's had about 8 different episodes. In fact, there was just one this last week that she appeared in. She's a regular on the show where they do go back with the police and check out the cases that she has consulted on. So she is the real psychic detective. And during the show, we showed one of these episodes from the psychic detective show where she solved the serial murder case. And the audience was just spellbound because this woman is real. She's humble. She's a good person. There's nothing fake about her at all. This is probably why she's able to do what she can do. She said, though, this is not a pleasant thing to be involved with because when she's working on a murder case, she can get inside the heads of the people involved, the murderer and the victim. And she said it's not very pleasant when you get into the head of the murderer because you see their motives, their rage, and that she doesn't like to do. But when you're in the head of the victim, she sees what's happening through the victim's eyes. And that also is not pleasant because she feels all the emotion, the terror, and the physical effects when the person is killed. And she was saying, I've had my head chopped off, I've been hit by a train, I've been stabbed. So she takes on all of these feelings when she's working with the case. But this is how she's able to solve the murders, because by getting inside the head of the victim, she can see the killer, and she can see where this is happening. She can see where the body is left, are buried, or whatever. So it's a really very remarkable ability that this woman has to do this tremendous work that she's in. And she's constantly being bombarded by people that want her to do this work. But she not only does the murder cases, she's also being called in for advice as a regular psychic, too. So she really has her plate full. Now, Carol Pate has her own psychic center. It's located in Little Rock. It's called the Carol Pate Psychic Center, and she has other people working for her. She has to. She can't do all this by herself. But I don't have any more about it right now, but if you go online, you can find it. That is her website, Carol Pate, P-A-T-E, psychiccenter.com. And she said there are going to be more shows about her because they're trying to get her under contract to do more and more for the Court TV. Oh, she also said she's going to be doing an A&E special, too, about her work as a crime fighter. So those were the two main speakers that we had, and they were fantastic, and the audience really liked them. Of course, I was a speaker, too, but everybody knows my work, so I'm not going to go into that too much. But we had several other really good ones. We had Justine Alessi again, and she is the master tarot reader. She's not just a tarot reader. She's an entertainer. And to me, she is more psychic than she claims to be, because when she's working with the cards, The cards are more or less just a tool, because she can see all of these things about the person, and she is accurate down to the tiniest detail. So the cards are more or less there, but she is picking up things about the person that you wouldn't believe. She's done many readings for me, and every one of them have been extremely accurate. She's been able to predict many things that we didn't know that had happened. I had her on the show because I published her book on the tarot, which is called The Rebirth of the Oracle. And she has taken the tarot cards and brought the meanings into the modern age, because the meanings are archaic. They were done back in the Middle Ages, and a lot of those meanings of the cards do not apply to today. So she has taken it all and brought it up to the modern age on what the cards mean. And this way, that's what the book is about. Anybody can get the regular playing that deck of the weight deck and can see the new definitions. But this woman is busy constantly. She lives in Ohio, and she is constantly doing tarot readings. But as I claim, it's psychic readings, really. She helps a great deal of people. And that was one of the people we had here. And we had another one, is an author that I've done three of his books. It was Dr. Bonnet. And he was a doctor for 40 years. And he also was in charge, a supervisor of a hospital. So he's very much into the medical practice. But during his practice, he found that, like I believe in my work, what I work with, that the mind is what cures you. This is what I found in my work. You make yourself sick, and for whatever reason. And if the mind is powerful enough to make yourself sick, it's also powerful enough to cure you once you figure out why you made yourself sick. The ideal condition of the body would be perfect health. If anything is not right, it's trying to tell you something. Your body does not lie. And that's why he wrote these books. He was trying to introduce this idea, which he found through 40 years of practice, that the person can heal themselves. He said all the doctors are doing is just putting a Band-Aid on the symptom, because that's all they are treating, is just the symptoms. They're not really going at what is going on in this person's life. Why are they making themselves sick? Are they under stress? Because even in my work, we go back and trace it back to find out what is happening. Why did you decide to do this to yourself? Well, this is what he's found. If you can get to the cause of it, the person can be healed immediately. And he does write in his books about how you should talk to your cells in your body and tell them, you know, about way being healthy. And if you have anything wrong, you tell the cells to go and fix it. And you develop a communication with the cells in the body. And he said the cells love it because finally they're being noticed. And he has numerous examples in his books on how this works. We become in communication with your own body. And that is very important to finally let the body know who's in charge, I guess you would say. And they will listen to you once you understand, because the body is trying to tell you something's wrong. And it says, oh, okay, now they're listening. Maybe now we can get well, because they will understand why it's happening. The books that I printed for Dr. Bonnet was What I Learned After Medical School. And then the other book was Why Healing Happens. And we have gotten very good response with people who have read these books, because they said it makes it very clear and opens up to many of these people a totally new idea, a new way of thinking. And it helps that it comes from a medical mind and not strictly metaphysical, because he has a scientific background. Another one of his books that I printed was Reincarnation, The View from Eternity. And that is talking about reincarnation. And people say it's a very easy to read book and it makes a lot of sense. And so I published three of Dr. Bennett's books. All of these people, you can go on our website and you can find the authors and you can find the books. We have wonderful authors for our company. And you can get more information about them. Oh, by the way, I wonder if I know I'm not the only person out there who has had terrible experiences in the last 2 weeks with Mercury retrograde. Oh, my gosh. I said we got another week to go before it gets out of Mercury retrograde. This seems to be one of the worst experiences we've had with it. And those of you who know astrology, I'm not an astrologer, but I have a lot of people who help me with these things, is when Mercury goes retrograde, it messes up so many things in your life, especially dealing with communication. And I always thought, they always said, well, don't sign any contracts during Mercury retrograde. But it's even more than that, has to do with any kind of communications, travel, airline tickets, books, anything. If something's going to go wrong, it will go wrong during Mercury retrograde. The last time it goes retrograde, about, they said, 3 or 4 times a year. And I want to know now, I want to put it on our bulletin board, don't do anything during these times. The last time it went retrograde was in February when I was trying to get to the UFO conference in Laughlin, Nevada. And I said, my gosh, we had a nightmare trip. I spent 2 days in the airport just trying to get there because of the storms and the travel delays, and it was just horrible. And even getting back was bad. When I got down there, I finally arrived 3:00 in the morning, and I had to speak that day, and I was trying to get there ahead of time. I was lucky to get there at all. So that was the last time, and we had a terrible time getting back. And then I said, Mercury must be retrograde. Then we found out that also Saturn was in February, so we had a double whammy. Now this time, I think Saturn may still be in the picture because it's a slow-moving planet, but everything began to go wrong. Everything was just flying along smoothly up until about 2 days before our conference. Then all of a sudden, it was like hitting a brick wall. Bam, everything just began to go haywire. We said, what is going on here? We had trouble with airline tickets. We had trouble with book deliveries especially. We had 2 books that we were trying to get. They were supposed to come from the printers to be there for the authors. And all kinds of things kept happening to mess it up. And neither one of them were able to make it, the books. And so we blamed it all on Mercury retrograde. It was a whole big mess. Another funny thing that happened with this was PMH, her ticket for the trip to the conference. And I do this online, and I booked about 20 tickets, 20 flights. I had to book the ones for the conference and also the ones for the INES conference, which I just got back from. I had 2 shows back-to-back. The INES is the new International New Age Trade Show, the book show in Denver. I was booking all of these flights, trying to get all of my authors where they were supposed to be. Now, this is all done on the Internet. Shows how much you can trust a computer. I think a lot of you know that already out there. But when she got to the airport to come to the conference, carrying the printout from the website of the airlines, she goes to the desk and they said, ma'am, that flight does not exist. There is no flight leaving at that time. And it even had the flight number and everything. And they told her, there is no such flight, it does not exist. Well, here it is right here, and what they sent her, because I push the button that said send her a copy of the email, the e-ticket. They said there is no such flight. And here she is standing in the airport there trying to figure out, well, how am I going to get to Arkansas? The airlines were really nice about it. They said they tried to find her a seat on something. They said they found one ticket in the entire state of Virginia going to Fayetteville. One ticket was all that was left on any airlines going to Fayetteville. And it was an hour away in Richmond. She was leaving out of Charlottesville. So she had to call her husband away from an important meeting to drive her an hour to Richmond to get that one ticket to get to Fayetteville. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous, and it has to do with Mercury retrograde. That's the only thing we can blame it on. We've got to blame it on something, unless the universe is playing a lot of funny tricks right now, what it thinks is funny. But when she got there and was telling me this weird story, I compared my printout on the e-ticket with hers, and it was a different time. Now, how in the world all of that could have happened unless the computer decided to print one out for me and one for her? But she said, well, I got there, the only ticket in the whole state. But that's the kind of things that's been happening. And we finally just gave up on the books because he said, they're just not going to make it. We're just going to have to take orders of the books that aren't here. But I'm hoping, I think they said another week of this and then we'll be out of it. Next year, we've already got our dates for the next conference, and we said, don't make it when Mercury goes retrograde. Okay, because another one of our speakers was Jody Felice. She's a new author, and that's why I wanted her book there. And her book is a cookbook, and normally we don't do cookbooks. This is something we just don't do because we're not that kind of a publisher. But Jody's book was different, because it was about cooking with herbs, and it had to do with the magical properties of herbs. I had her on the show a few weeks ago, in case anybody listened in on that one, about how she said she began noticing she was sick, she had something wrong with her, and she began wondering if it might be coming from what she was eating. So she started thinking about, what am I putting into my body? And as she began to notice her food, and she ate one certain thing, it would make her feel one way, and another thing, it would make her feel a different way. So as she began keeping note of what she was eating and comparing all of this, then she soon found out the foods that were not agreeable to her body. Now, this doesn't mean an allergy. It was just something her body didn't like. So she began changing her way of eating, and then she began what she calls empowering the food, becoming very much in tune with your eating and your cooking, especially with the herbs that she puts into the cooking. So she calls it awakening the magical properties of the herbs as we put them into our food. So her book was called The Enchanted Garden. And that's the one that didn't get there. In fact, it just arrived yesterday. And when it arrived, they was unpacking the pallet, and oh my gosh, one box was completely crushed, and all the books were spilled out all inside of the packing, all mangled to pieces. And my daughter comes in, and she said, this has got to be the last thing of Mercury retrograde. Let's hope so. We can't take any more of this. But it's like everything that can possibly go wrong will go wrong anyway. Okay. But then another one of our authors we had was Mary Letourney, who has written the book Discover the Universe Within You, and it had to do with astrology. And it's not the kind of astrology like how to write a chart. She says that you can take this book and then you can go to someone and draw up a chart, it explains everything about the different signs. And it's done in a very clever way, in an entertaining way, to make people understand their own birth signs. Now, Mary Letourneau had some problems, and she couldn't make it to the conference. Her husband was very ill. He had very bad kidney problems, and it was affecting his heart, and they were going to do a triple bypass. And she said she thought, they'd been married 60 years, she thought her place was with her husband at this time. And I said, certainly, that's more important than coming to the conference. So she stayed with him. But she went out of her way to get someone with a camera, and they videotaped her talk. And it was excellent. It was very professionally done, and she sent us the disc. It just arrived in time, and we showed her talk on the video. But that was one person that couldn't make it. So, like, you know, how many more things could happen? But I haven't heard yet. I'm hoping that her husband's going to be okay. Then we had two women that I brought from Canada. And their book had just been published, but it was another one that didn't make it to the conference. And these women, I really admire them. They have devoted their life to animals. Their book is called My Teachers Wear Fur Coats. And they're Reiki masters. But what they work with is the animals and how to use the Reiki to heal the animals. And this is what the book is about, using the Reiki in that way, using it in the energy healing for the animals. And one thing that I admire about them is that they said they couldn't stay for the entire conference because it was difficult to be away from the animals in their care. They have certain ones that their owners have them working on them all the time. And their name is Natalia Krewitz and Susan Mack. They're the ones that wrote the book. Susan Mack is a very quiet, rather introverted person, and this seemed like totally new for her, and she was a little overwhelmed by the whole thing because she's more comfortable with animals than she is with people. But she says that she gets very little sleep at night because even when she's traveling, certain hours she wakes up and she will sit there for as long as an hour sending energy to a certain animal that she is working with, that some family has asked her to work with this animal. And she will do this many times during the night. After only a few hours sleep, she wakes up and then concentrates for an hour sending energy to the certain animals. And she does this all during the day, too. During the day, she can go to the houses and work with the animals. But it's as though she has devoted her life to this, and I admire this woman for being able to do this, just to put all of her energy and concentration into the animal world. Takes a lot of dedication to be able to do something like that. So they wrote the book, My Teachers Wear Fur Coats. And anyone who is in Reiki might like this because it shows how to use it with animals. And they are having very good results with the animals they work with. There's many stories in the book. So those people came all the way from Canada and just stayed for one day so they could get back. And the other author we had, I had him on the show, I think it was just the last show I did before I went off, was Grant Peeler. And I've just published his book called Worlds Beyond Death. And Grant Peeler, the reason I decided to do his books was because he has a conscious memory of what it was like to die and come back to Earth this time. He said he has a conscious memory of his last lifetime and when he died in that lifetime and going to the other side, what it was like over there, And normally, when you come back into the physical body, your memories are erased, and this is done for a very obvious reason. It wouldn't be wise to come into a life with all these memories in place. It's too confusing. So when you come into a life, those memories are taken away. But in the case with Grant, as he was coming back in, he was insisting, and he said, "No, you will not take my memories away. I'm going to remember what happened." And he kept insisting this until he was born with the memories. And so he wrote the book about what he remembered on the other side, what it was like over there, and all the different levels and the different places that are over there. And now he's going to be starting to do lectures and tell people about these things. And these are all very important things for us to know about. But that was Grant Peeler and The Worlds Beyond Death. I now have 5 more authors under contract that we will be publishing their books. Hopefully some of them will be done by the end of the year. So I have more authors coming up all the time. By the time we do the conference again next year, we're going to have even more variety, plus our keynote speakers. I'm trying to have different people each time that I have a conference and keep a variety going. I don't want to do too many repeats. And this will bring more people back because they'll say, well, what are they going to have this time? And it's going to be different subjects in the metaphysical field. And we just now published a book that the author couldn't come. It was called, it's an herbal book, called Let's Get Natural with Herbs. It is an herbal encyclopedia, and it's the biggest one ever printed. This thing is dictionary size. And all the herbalists out there, the homeopaths, the naturopaths, this is a book that would be very valuable. It lists every single herb in the world, and has all the properties of them, what they can be used for, what they shouldn't be used for, what they should not be used in combination with, and even the interactions of traditional medicines with the herbs. Has absolutely everything for a very, very complete reference book. And that has just come out also. Let's Get Natural with Herbs, and that is written by Deborah Rayburn. And you can find all of these books on our website if anybody is interested in these. So we're very busy here at Ozark Mountain anyway, in addition to my traveling and all of my things. But I got through with the conference. I had one day off, and that was it, because I had clients coming in. Some of them had come for the conference and stayed over. And I had clients, and then I had to go to Denver for the INES. That's the International New Age Trade Show in Denver. And if you've ever been to the BEA, I used to go to that. The BEA is the book, the huge book show, trade show for the United States. But we went to that several years, and it is so huge that you get totally lost in there. It takes, in the 3 days you're at that conference, there's no way you can see all of it, because it focuses on all the different publishers of all the different genres, every kind of subject out there. So you can imagine the New Age, the metaphysical, get lost among all the rest. You know, the children's books, the fiction books, the romance, the scientific, all of that. They did start having a small section just for the metaphysical. But still, I feel like you're lost in the shuffle. So a few years ago, we were going to both, and then we decided to just go to the International New Age Trade Show because it focuses strictly on the metaphysical. And first time I ever went to that show in Denver, it was just starting out. There were more exhibitors than there were people coming in. So it was very small in those days. I've watched it grow and grow till now it takes up 2 buildings in Denver in this show, and it is a lot. They have all the top metaphysical publishers And they sell also anybody who's selling anything that can be sold in a metaphysical bookstore. Because, you know, the bookstores don't just sell books. So it's really a fascinating place to go. But it's not open to the public. This is only open to the publishers and the bookstore, the buyers and authors. That's the same way it is at the BEA also. The average person can't go to those shows. Now, they have two of these shows a year. The second one is in Orlando in February. And I've been going to that also. But I had to go to this one in Denver, had to get all of these authors there that I wanted to do book signings and shepherd them, make sure they all arrived and got to the hotel and got where they were supposed to be to do the signings. And Mercury retrograde only raised its ugly head a few times. We did get them all there anyway. So I was involved with that anyhow. And the only problem was coming back. I just got back just 2 nights ago, was being stuck in Dallas Airport for 4 hours. But it made sense, because if any of you have heard about all the terrible rains that they're having in Texas, we just managed to squeeze in and land between two big thunderstorms. Once we were on the ground, there were lines and lines of planes trying to take off every time there was a clearing. So we were on the ground 4 hours trying to get to Arkansas. So that was the only thing wrong with that. But then they had on the news that night about places just south of Dallas that are underwater, up to the rooftops. So it's it was good that we got home at all, I guess you would say. Because that's what they kept saying. Arkansas is clear. We can just get out of Dallas. So I'm home for a little while before I start out again. I do want to say, anybody out there who is interested, I am going to be teaching some more classes the rest of this year. I've been doing classes all over the world. I am teaching my unique form of hypnosis, the method that I have discovered and perfected over 40 years that helps the person to go into the deepest possible level of trance, the somnambulistic level, and where you can find complete cures. You can find everything. It just happens instantaneously when you get them into that level. You block out the conscious mind interference, and you allow the body, everything to be healed and to find the answers to their problems. It's fantastic. So I've been teaching this method all over the world, and I've been teaching it to groups of doctors and psychiatrists, and they're all saying this is the therapy of the future. Well, if you're interested in taking the classes, the next ones, I'm having one in July that is going to be in Montreal in Canada. That one still has some openings in it, the one in Montreal in July. The dates are on the website, but I'm going to have them in August. I will have one in Utah, St. George, Utah. And they said it's actually closer to Las Vegas, down in that corner. But that's going to be the first part of August in St. George, Utah. Then I have a class here in Fayetteville, but that class is bursting at the seams. We can't get any more into that one. In September, I'm going to have another class in Chicago. Then I'll be going over to Australia and New Zealand the whole month of October until the first 2 weeks of November. I'll be over there for 6 weeks. I'll give 4 classes while I'm there. In October, there's going to be one in Wellington, New Zealand. And then I get to Australia, I'm going to have a class in Melbourne, in Perth, and in Sydney. So anybody in that part of the world is interested in my classes, check our website, and you can find out more information about it if you want to take it. And I have a class at the beginning of the year, I think February, it's going to be in Arizona. But if you're interested in learning my technique, check out our website, Ozark Mountain, OZARKMT.com. OZARKMT.com. or call our office, which is 1-800-935-0045. 1-800-935-0045 for more information about everything I'm involved with, lectures, classes, everything. Okay, we're coming up to time for me to stop now. So next week I'm going to be here, so I'll be talking to you then. So everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.